Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
Father God, it's not just Friday nights, Lord. It's every time that we come before Your presence, Lord, that we say, have Your way, Lord. Have Your way with me. Have Your way with this church body. Have Your way, Lord, as we come before You in praise and worship, Lord. As we sing music, Lord, let it be pleasing to Your ear, Lord. As we let Your word come forth, Lord, through Pastor Henry this day, Lord, let that word touch our hearts, Lord. This word is from Your heart to Pastor's heart and to this congregation. So we say, Lord, Your will be done. Your will be done in our lives this day, Lord. Fill us with a heart of expectation this morning, Lord. And Lord, just thank You. Thank You that You never leave us where we are, Lord. You always take us to a new place. Amen.
How many of you know that the Bible's not just from the past? Jesus walked on this earth so that we could see what we had, how He created us, the gifts He placed inside of us, the things that He had for us, all of it, all of that time wasn't just by accident. See, that's the thing, is that just because it's in the Bible doesn't mean it's not for today. It's all for today. It's all for tomorrow. It's what's still to come. That's the thing, is that we have power with who's in us, who created us. The royal kingdom that we come from gives us power. And when the church really begins to rise up, is when we realize that power comes from Him. It's like tapping into a source, right? When we realize that He's the only thing that's important, that He's the only thing that matters, because He already paves ways for us, He breaks chains for us, He heals, He does every single thing that we could ever need. It's not that He only covers some things and not others. It's not that what you're going through might be too big for Him. It's never too big. It's never something that He can't deal with. That's the thing. He's the provider. He's the one who counsels us. He's the one who gives us everything we need. That's why in the Bible He says, I am the I am. Woo! Come on, church. He's telling us that right there. I am the healer. I am the counselor. I am the one who provides your steps and orders them for you. I am the one who opens doors. I am the one who breaks chains. I am the one who frees people. I am the one who deals with every situation in your life. I am the one who can give you every single thing you need. That's exactly what He's telling you. There is nothing too big or too small. And we're never meant to look at the Bible as what it was. Those are gifts you hold through Him in you. We're meant to show the same exact things on this earth. It's why we can't be, you know, in work, they really like, okay, we're not going to talk about politics. We're going to leave politics out of the conversations, because it's just one of those things that pulls people apart, creates division, and we don't want to do that in the workplace. So we're just going to avoid it altogether. And that's the thing. We're in an election season, right? And we're seeing that we're having to go over this and over this with people, because it's this, like, it really is. It's causing causing turmoil between people, right? Like, well, I think this, but I think this, and I want this, but I want that. And it's just this, it's almost like a tearing apart of people, right? See, God tells us that we're meant to be the light and the salt of the earth. And you're meant to stand apart, not be a part of what the world does, but to stand apart. And that's the thing, is that, see, where people are having division, we should have peace. Where people are worried, upset, confused, look to God and find the joy that passes all understanding, or the joy, the peace that passes all understanding, the patience, right? All of those things are fruits we should be displaying. We shouldn't be jumping in the same ring that the world's jumping into. See, we shouldn't worry because we know that God says that all things work together for good. So if they all work together for good, it doesn't matter what ends up happening with tomorrow, or what decisions are made, or what presidents put in place over time. We're gonna pray for whoever that is, because God's got his hand in every single thing. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that we shouldn't go and vote. I'm not saying those things. I'm telling you, don't let division in the world be division in your life and your relationships the same way it is in the world. Because we're not meant to function like the world. We're meant to look to God for things. I can tell you, I have voted and been pretty upset when it doesn't go my way. And I know that in those times, God's definitely talked to me about this same exact thing. I knew what was gonna happen before it happened. I'm not surprised. So you just gotta go after me. And that's what we gotta do. We gotta be a people whose eyes are set on God and God alone. Not on the turmoil and everything that's happening around us, but on what God has for us. Because you see, when you focus on the physical, there's stuff happening in the kingdom. God wants you functioning in the kingdom. He wants you understanding that that is the source you should be tapping into, not other things. Whew. Go to the source. Speaking of miracles, I'm going to take this from Henry, if I can say it. Henry's sister had surgery, and she was having issues with her heart. She had blood clots in her lungs, and she had like 6 tumors in her stomach, and they told her they were going to have to remove her whole stomach, but if they could save some, they would. Well, a miracle. They took everything out. It didn't spread. No issues with her heart, and her blood clots are in place. And she is doing so good. They could not believe it. They took her out of ICU yesterday, and she's just doing so good. And I praise God. That is a miracle. And I have a scripture, if I can get it. Give me. Ah, I'm shaking. This is from Proverbs 8. Now therefore, hearken unto me, ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whosoever findeth me findeth life. Yeah. And who shall obtain favor of the Lord?
praise God that we have favor in God's sight. Amen. Amen.
Hello. I want to thank my family, my church family, for your prayers. I always get choked up when I come up here. Now I would like to focus our prayers on Oscar. Betty tells us that he's going to be put back together soon. And we hope, we pray everything goes well for Oscar. And one thing about being in the hospital, I lost 3 pounds while I was in the hospital. And then I got home and I found 4 pounds in the refrigerator. So, you know, all right. Thank you for your prayers.
Okay, so the reason why I stand here is I consider this a miracle. I consider this a testimony for the little town that I live in Sarita. And I'm sure there's some people in here that live in Sarita. Rancho Sarita specifically. Rebecca lives in Rancho Sarita. Tonight at the lake, Rancho Sarita Lake, they're going to have a night of prayer. They're praying for the revival of our town. And we're going to be going to, where is it? We're going to be going to the town hall parking lot. We're going to be praying there. We're going to the Sarita District parking lot, praying there. We're going to the schools and praying there. This is as a group tonight at 5:30, a meeting at the lake. And I consider this a testimony for Rancho Sarita. There are a lot of families that live in this area. There are children that live in this area, and our children are the next generation. We need to pray for our children. We need to pray for our families. We need to pray for our communities. We need to pray corporately. So tonight, that is what's going to be happening tonight, meeting at the lake at 5:30. I hope y'all will be there. My husband and I will be there, and I hope everyone else. Thank you.
Miracle after miracle. Do you realize that when the sun rose this morning, it was a miracle? Do you realize that when you woke up this morning, it was a miracle? Do you realize that every time you take a breath, it's a miracle? Miracle after miracle after miracle. So many times, we do not see the miracles that are happening every day. Everything around us is structured and given to us. But the biggest miracle I see in this church is that each and every one of you were chosen for a day such as today. You were chosen to rise up as the kingdom of God and speak the word of God, believe the word of God, and trust in the word of God. You were chosen for the kingdom to come on earth. And the Bible says, do you not know that my word says, ye are gods? And that's who you are. It's time to walk in it. Thank you.
You know, I celebrate with my sister Liz because I work at Sawarita Middle School. And I have seen some children there, students, middle schoolers, they're hurting. They're hurting within. They don't have homes where they're loved. We are the love that God is going to use us for them, to give them love, to let them know what love is. Jesus is love. They need Jesus. I pray there, but this makes me ecstatically happy that we as a community are joining together, lifting up the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the great I am, to do his will with the youth, because the enemy's after them, because they're our future. They are the ones that God has plans for. Each and every one of them has Jeremiah 29:11 written over them when they were born. Even before they were born, God knew them, right? So let's go out there and support this community. God bless you.
Okay, so like Terry was saying, the song says miracle after miracle, open door after open door. So it immediately brought to mind what God is telling me is that when I was first diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, my doctors told me that if I would have came in any minute later, I could have slipped into a diabetic coma. And that is just like really breathtaking for me because like God let me be here. He let me stand here today and share his word to everybody here. And he has still from this day opened doors for me to where I can show everybody how great he is and all the miracles that he's performed before. And it's just, it's so amazing to me that like my doctors were even like, what's going on? Because I was barely there. If I was, like I said, any minute later, I could have slipped into a diabetic coma. But I'm still here, and God has good plans for me. I know he does. So.
Ooh, hallelujah. Go ahead, Kathy. I see Kathy heading for the mic. No? Glory to God. Anybody else? Come on. Give you a chance. Going once, going twice, sold. You guys are done. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Glory to God. I sense the Holy Spirit in here very, very. I know he wants to do things, folks. I know he desires for you to understand more about him. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made. Amen. What are you going to do today?
Rejoice.
You're going to rejoice and you're going to be glad in it. Correct? Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you know that you are a fountain in this community? Do you know that? Yeah. And so like Sister Liz and they were talking about being a fountain, being there tonight. I mean, hallelujah. Folks, it's a continual thing, I believe, that God is doing with us as you pray. And so I've got to tell you, I believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I believe that the most important thing a child of God can do is to yield to the Holy Spirit and let him pray through you. Can you say amen to that? Because you are a fountain. Jesus said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Can you say amen to that? And that, you see, you're a fountain. But see, we can't turn the fountain on. He turns it on. Can you say amen to that? He does the work. It's all about Jesus, all about the Holy Spirit. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Sometimes the best thing we can do, if you, how many of you have ever said, I don't know what to do? I just don't know what to do. I'm going to tell you today, after today, you're going to know what to do. The Word of God says to pray, to speak the things of God and pray in the Holy Spirit if you can and pray that God would use you to speak through you. Can you say amen to that? Because we are fountains. How many of you know fountains? Tonight is today is you are a fountain, if you will. You're to be pouring out water. Is that okay? I was listening to my daughter when she said something about the elections. Folks, a fountain does not put forth sweet water and bitter water. How many of you guys know that? It's supposed to put out just the sweet water. Can you say amen to that? And so be careful. Can I say this to you? Be careful. Pray. Go vote. Whatever. Go. And whoever goes into that office, can you say, whoever gets into the office, can I tell you to pray for them? Don't talk about them. Don't talk bad about them. That's not the way we're designed. We are designed to pour forth sweet water. Can you say amen? There's nothing sweeter than the Holy Spirit. Can you say amen to that? Hallelujah. If you would put up Isaiah 55 verse 1. I want you to see this word. It says, ho! How many, would you call me? No, never mind. You didn't get that. All right. Thank you, worship team. I appreciate you. Hey, we got a baptism. How many of you guys can tell we got a baptism today? The first word here is ho.
Ho.
Ho. Ho.
All right.
Hallelujah. And sometimes we, you know, and this is not one of them hoes that you do your, that you clean your garden with. This word in the Hebrew is actually hoe. There's actually an E, double E at the end of this, hoe. And it's kind of like, listen up. Can you say amen to that? Listen up. How many of you know it's important that when you're in the service, I don't care what service you're in, it's important to lean into what the Spirit is saying through that church, through that pastor, through that. How many of you know that's important? He said, because sometimes you could, even though you might not be able to feel this Holy Spirit, and there might be something that God wants to say to you while you're there. Can you say amen to that? So ho is one of those words that says kind of lean in here. I guess some of the brothers can, the word might be yo.
Hey. Yo.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, you know, hey, if you're from Texas, you might hear, here, y'all. Listen, y'all. Look at your neighbor and say, listen, y'all. Look at your neighbor and say, ho.
Ho.
Ho. I'll throw a little E on the, kind of a little E sound. Hoey. Hoey. That's that word, hoey. Who says you can't speak in tongues? Ah, gotcha. Anyway, so praise the Lord. Here it is. Check this out. Ho, everyone that's thirsty, come ye to the waters. He that has no money, come and buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without honey, without money, and without price. Can you say amen to that? How many know that everything God gives, everything He offers is free?
Amen.
Is that right? Not that it didn't come to you with a cost. Is that right? What did it come with? The cost was what? The death of His dear Son. But everything He offers you is free. Come. Buy wine, milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread? Why do you spend money for that so it's not going to satisfy you? Can you say amen? There's a bread that's good for our body, and there's a bread that our soul is hungry for. How many are hungry for the bread of life?
Amen.
Today, the message is called Life's Fountain. Life's Fountain. How many know that Jesus said this? I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus is the fountain. Jesus is the tree of life. Would you say amen to that?
Amen.
Brian was telling me earlier, he said, man, that they were all worshiping in the temple that John the Revelator saw, and they're all worshiping in the temple, and they saw on the throne Him that is the fountain of life. Can you say amen? He is a fountain to you, folks. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Oh, come ye to the waters, is what it says. Come to the waters. I'm going to invite you today. Today I'm going to invite you. See, sometimes the flesh gets on you. Can you say, how many say amen to that?
Amen.
Does anybody know that the flesh can get on you once in a while? And the Bible says, Jesus said, hey, what have you seen me do? Remember when He washed their feet?
Yeah.
What you've seen me do, do also to them because you love them. Is that right?
Amen.
You wash them. Well, we're going to give you a chance to get washed today. How's that? Right in here. Clean up some of those things. You know, sometimes we just walk in some stuff that's kind of bad. How many say amen to that?
Yep.
You say things, or you look at things, or things that just are contrary to the things of the kingdom of God. We're going to give you an opportunity to come to the waters today and maybe leave some of those things off. Because the purpose of the baptism is to signify what Jesus did. He lived, He died, and was buried, and was resurrected. And that's what the water and everything signifies, is Him dying, going under the water, and then coming back alive in resurrection life. Can you say amen?
Amen.
That's what baptism shows, it means. And I've heard folks have said, no, I've already been baptized. Well, guess what? Sometimes we're going to wash your feet, but we're not going to just wash your feet. We're going to wash from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Can you say amen to that? You guys hear what I'm saying? See, it's not really about, hey, I've done that already, and, hey, I'm a Christian. It's not really about that. It's about your heart. How is your heart today? Is it desiring the things of God? Is it desiring that fountain that flows freely from the kingdom? Can you say amen?
Amen.
Are you desiring that? Ooh, hallelujah. Life's fountain. I want to keep going. Isaiah 55. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your... it's coming. And your labor for that which satisfies not. Folks, we do a lot of stuff. We work at things. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And sometimes I think a lot of us have been trained in Christianity to work for what we have. And how many of you know the Word of God says it's never by works? Is that right? Is that right? But what you do for God is willingly, out of a willing heart, out of a heart that says, God, I'm grateful for what you've done for me. Hallelujah. Can I tell you, it's good. Can I tell you that maybe pastoring a church, and pastor over here would verify that. Maybe pastoring, it's something that, you know what? Sometimes we can say, well, you know what? I just don't feel like doing that no more. Pastor, not you, huh? You never. How many know sometimes people can get heavy? Can you say amen to that? Anybody ever had people that are heavy? You're trying to carry? Yeah. Jesus says, well, your problem is you're trying to carry them. Let go of them. Let them go. And as a pastor, sometimes we work hard to try to please everyone. How many of you know you can't please everyone? Is that okay? He says, you labor for that which does not satisfy. Hallelujah. So hearken diligent to me and eat ye that which is good, and your soul shall delight itself in fatness.
Woo!
How many of you want a fat soul?
No.
Yeah, amen? It's a difference than having a fat body. Can you say amen to that? There's a big difference. Come on. Hallelujah. Rosie says, Henry, you're a little heavy. I said, yeah, okay, babe. All right. Too many tacos. Amen? Come on. There's never any too many tacos, folks. Come on. Don't say amen to that. No, I'm just kidding. He says, hearken diligently. What does diligently mean? Hey, focus, man. Get a focus. Hearken diligently to who?
The voice of the Lord.
To him.
Amen.
Listen to him. See, Pastor John and I and some of the other pastors in this church, we are microphones or voices to speak to you what God is saying to us about what he wants to speak to the body. That's all we are. We are not to be your heroes and leaders. Can you say amen to that? He's your hero and leader. The Bible says to be led by the Spirit. Amen. Can I tell you, there's a lot of people in today's world that are not led by the Spirit. They claim to be Christians, but they won't give the Spirit the time of day. They won't allow him to do what he wants to do in their lives. Too busy for Jesus. Can you say amen to that? Oh, I'm a Christian, but I'm too busy for Jesus. Leave me alone. It's kind of weird how fast they can get that way. Hearken diligently to me and eat that which is good. You see, because he's going to feed you only good stuff. If you'll listen to him, he'll feed you the right stuff. Is that right? And let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, listen, and come near to me. So important, folks. And the Holy Spirit has been talking about this since the beginning of the year, even in the end of last year, how he's saying to the body of Christ, I need you in my presence by yourself. Just me and you is what God wants. Because that's the only place you're going to get and you're going to hear what's good for you. That's the only place. Yeah. Hey, you know, all kinds of prayer are great. Corporate prayer, all that stuff. If two of you agree concerning anything, oh, that's great. But what God wants is personal prayer between you and Him, where He can speak to you concerning the things that he has for you. Don't ever put your trust in anything else. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
It's got to be between you and Him. I can't help you. Is that okay? You've got to know Him. That's a glorious thing once you know Him. Incline your ear, come to me and hear, and your soul will live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Hallelujah. Behold, I've given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander of the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that you knew not, and nations that knew not thee shall come to you. Do you know what nation he's talking about that they didn't know? Do you know what nation he's talking about? He is talking about the kingdom. The kingdom that you didn't know and recognize. It's in you, and God is designed to get it through you. Trouble is, our thinking is so laid back with what we've learned in Christianity, how Christianity is supposed to be. We're not giving the Holy Spirit a chance to bring life and life more abundantly to us because we look at the same things all the time and don't allow Him to speak these things that are alive to you. Can you say amen? It's no wonder some people say, hey, that's a boring church service you got there going on, brother. Why? Because the life of God is not allowed to flow into you. Immediately you say, nah, I ain't gonna believe that. Immediately you say, nah, I ain't going with that. I don't think so. I'll tell you what, folks. In your prayer time, you're going to hear God speaking. And then when you go and come into a service like this, then things are going to seem very much alive. Very much alive. Why? Because the Holy Spirit's already been working you and prepping you and allowing you to hear the things that He has for you. Oh, glory to God. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Seek who?
The Lord.
Billy Graham?
Nope.
Franklin Graham. No, come on. Hey, what's that brother's name? He took over his father's ministry. The healer. What's that guy's name? Johnny. What's that?
Benny
Hinn. What's his young boy's name? Edward? Eddie Hinn? Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. Some people, you know, hey, can I pray for you? No, I'm saving this for Benny Hinn. Oh, you're saving that for him, huh? Well, guess what? We're not in that anymore, folks. We're in the kingdom, and we got to learn how this kingdom functions. And I will tell you, it functions by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit, it's not by might, not my power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. That is a statement that was spoken in the Old Testament, and it's good for today. It is as powerful today if you'll let it be, but yet you will not. I feel like the Lord is getting on us a little bit. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
If we go like that, you can do your knee. You know what? Is it okay that God spanks us a little bit? Is it okay if He says some things to us to try to wake us up, to try to get us to move? Because He is doing things, and He says, look, I need you to know what I have for you. I have a lot for you. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He's near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Amen? And let him return to the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. How many say amen to that?
Amen.
Aren't you glad that He abundantly pardons?
Yes.
Aren't you glad that He has mercy on every one of us? Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad that Jesus paid a price? So when God looks at us and He says, whoa, it's not supposed to be doing that. And Jesus says, hey, I paid for that, right, Father? Yes, you did. You paid for that. They're clean. They're washed. Hallelujah. They just don't know it. Is that right? Come on, man. Ooh. Yeah, you might not get this, but I'm getting this. Yeah, come on. Hallelujah. Let him return to the Lord. And he says, and he will have mercy upon him. This is something coming up very much. You know, we talk about mercy. Let's talk about for to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. My thoughts are not your thoughts. That's what God says. My thoughts are not your thoughts. But let me just say this to you. You have something dwelling within you that his thoughts are your thoughts. He's called the Holy Ghost. My thoughts are your thoughts. God makes a declaration, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, says the Lord. You see, we have our way. Everything's fine as long as it's
my way.
My way. Don't let it be my way, and guess what's going to happen to you? To the highway, bro. Get out of my face. You see, but it's not supposed to be about your ways anymore. Can you say amen? Sorry, Brian, I think I'll use you again. I was telling Brian this morning, our biggest problem is ourself. Can you say amen to that? Do you know that? It's yourself that keeps you out of the prayer closet. It's yourself that keeps you from doing what God has you. It's you, it's you, it's you. Can you say amen? And God is saying, yeah, I get it. I understand you. If you would just listen to me, you're going to find some great and beautiful things that I have for you. Let me just say this to you, folks. I love revival. I'm living revival. I'm in revival. You see, it has been a thing about the church. And I remember the Holy Spirit saying this to me one night while we were in prayer. And the prayer meeting was just very quiet. Lots of music going on, but it was very quiet. And if I knew, if I kneeled down, I was going to fall asleep. How many say amen? How many ever been in a prayer meeting and you fell asleep? Anybody? Yeah, nobody wants to admit it. Yeah, okay. But I knew if I kneeled down, because it's so nice in here, it's so comfortable in here, and the music's playing, it's so nice. If I kneel down and I go to call it prayer, it's going to be more like sleep than prayer. Can you say amen to that? So I got up, I got out, I went outside, and I just started walking around the building and praying in tongues and speaking. And I said, Lord, I'm praying for revival. And this is one of those things, folks, the church needs to understand. The Holy Spirit said to me, quit praying for revival. Celebrate my arrival. How many are going to say amen to that? And the church is stuck in this. They're in arrival because their mindset doesn't say, God is in me. The Holy Ghost is with me. I walk in revival. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's an old thing to be. I'm praying for revival, brother. It sounds really holy. It sounds really good. But the fact of the matter is you're denying him the arrival of what he wants to do in your life. Can you say amen to that? Hallelujah. Let him have it. And then you're going to find that your thoughts are his thoughts. You're going to hear a sound behind you that says, this is the way, walk in it. Is that okay? It's kind of strange because when you look at that word, you're going to find that the word of God says, this is in Isaiah, and I'm not sure where it's at, bro. The Holy Spirit's just doing something. But in Isaiah, he goes, you're going to have some problems. Anybody ever had problems? No, I never had a problem. You're going to have some problems. You're going to have some pain. Jesus said you're going to have some tribulation, but don't be worried. I've already come to the world. Is that what he said? But Isaiah, he says, you're going to have problems. And in those problems, you're going to hear a voice that says, this is the way. Walk in it. Can I just say this to you? The reason you're having the problem is because God's bringing you through it. The reason you're having the problem is because God is saying, look, I'm going to show you something if you let me. Let me see your teeth. Anybody awake? Show me your teeth. If you want grit at me, show me your teeth. Yeah. I see that spot. No, I'm just kidding. Do you know that you are a threshing instrument in this world? This sounds kind of weird, man. This, folks, this isn't in my notes. The Holy Spirit is saying something to you this morning. You are designed to be a threshing instrument with teeth. That's what it says in Isaiah. I'm not even sure where it's at. But just so you don't think I might be lying to you this morning, let me pull it up. Maybe I'm lying to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Terry, you ready? Put up Isaiah 41, verse 15 and 16. 17. But just start with 15. It says, behold, I make you a sharp threshing instrument having teeth. Can you look at your neighbor and say, show me your teeth. Ha ha. You, my friend, my brother, my sister, you're a sharp threshing instrument. You will thresh the mountains. You'll beat them small, and you will make the hills as chaff.
How?
Oh, I don't know if I'm going to get to my message. The Holy Spirit, John the Baptist preached. I don't know if you remember him saying that he is not able to tie the shoes of the Lord that's coming after him. Is that right? And he mentions the threshing floor. He mentions what happens. How many of you know what happens on a threshing floor? How many of you say amen? Yeah, most everybody knows. But what they do in the old days, they would take the wheat. I don't have anything I can use. Yeah, I do. Steve, can I borrow your towel just a minute? Thank you, brother. I don't know what I'd done if I said no. I said, well, okay. What they do is they take the wheat and they... pretty basic. And they'll grab it again. And they'll do that. And then they'll grab it again. And then what they'll do is they'll take a fan. And they'll... and they blow... then what it does, it blows away all that... the Bible calls it what? Chaff. See, because he's after the good stuff. Can you say amen to that? Say after the good stuff. How many of you are after the good stuff? Can I just explain to you that sometimes the hard thing that you're going through is because God's wanting to bring some good stuff to you, but sometimes it feels like, ow, Lord, that hurt. Is that right?
Amen.
Sometimes it feels that way. But he's after the good stuff. He's after that is powerful in your life. It's going to be very powerful because you've been through. God, why? David would say, God, why have you cast me down? Why have you done this to me, Lord? Because I'm after the good stuff. And then the scripture says that, see, this is the threshing process. The threshing. He said, behold, I will make you a sharp threshing instrument having teeth. How many of you know the mountains can be the hard ones where you're trying to climb this mountain? Is that right?
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's the nice part when you get to the top of the mountain. Is that right? Now you're on top. But see, he says here, you'll be a threshing instrument. You're going to thresh the mountains. Those hard things that are coming on you and coming upon you, you're going to thresh them. Why? Because he has something for you. You can just trust him. You just say, Lord, I don't know what's going on. It doesn't feel good. It hurts. But God, you're after good things out of my life. So I am going to allow you to take the wind Who is the wind? The Holy Ghost. And he's going to blow that stuff out of your life. How many say amen to that? How many say amen? God, I need you to get that stuff out. Amen? You've tried to get that stuff out. Is that right? You've tried to love that person. You've tried to be everything that but you can't. Because it's chaff in your life and it needs to be blown away by none other than the Holy Ghost. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Anybody getting this? Anybody understanding what the Lord is saying in here? Woo, hallelujah. Behold, I'll make you, going to make you a sharp threshing instrument having teeth. Show me your teeth. But yet you're a fountain, so it's a very nice, very nice. You're a fountain. Thou shalt thresh the mountains, beat them small. Thou shalt make the hills as chaff. Verse 16. Watch this. Watch how this works. Thou shalt fan them. Who? Huh? Huh? Fan what? The chaff. The Holy Spirit's going to fan, and the wind shall carry them away. Come on. And the whirlwind shall scatter them. And you, my friend, you're going to rejoice because of what God has done. It don't feel good. You're right. It don't feel good. But boy, you're going to rejoice when you get through. Is that right? Thou shalt rejoice in the Lord and shall glory in the Holy One of Israel. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Verse 17. I didn't plan on this. When the poor and needy seek water, here you go. Why are you being shifted? Why are you being... Why? Because when the poor and needy seek water and there is none, their tongue fails for thirst. I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. He'll use you to speak into their lives something fresh, something new. Not just, well, God loves you, brother. No. It's going to be something that's going to impact their lives. He can use God loves you. Yeah, of course he can. But it can be more because the Holy Spirit knows the lives of every one of us. Can you say amen? He knows exactly what word to get to you. It can only be, sometimes it can be just one word that when he speaks it to you, it breaks you. Because he senses his love for you. Can you say amen? Now from here, I don't know how to get back to where I was going. Back to the fountain. But some of you might be going under this. It can be somebody that you've been hurting you or you've been praying for and they don't care about what you're, but you just keep going. See, a wise man or woman of God will not go by what they see and not go by what they hear, but they will walk in faith. Right? Is that right? You can't go by, you don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. Is that right? Oh, but I want to see things change. We all do. But we're going to see change when we allow the Holy Spirit to beat the chaff out of us. Sounds bad, huh? I'm going to beat the chaff out of you, boy. Amen. Folks, how many of you know that's his job? In Malachi, he says, who can stand in the midst of the devouring fire? Who can stand there? He's like... a refiner fire. That's the Holy Ghost, folks. It takes a lot of heat to get your chaff off you. Trying to be nice. Trying to be nice to you. Can take a lot of heat. But he says he's like a refiner. He's going to bring that gold out. He's going to bring it out. If you'll let him. Let the heat. Let it roll. Woo, hallelujah. I'm going to take you back to the fountain. Proverbs 13, verse 14 says this. The law of the wise is a fountain of life. Everybody like fountain of life. Fountain of life. How many want to drink from the fountain? How many of you ever been in, do you remember the school playground? and you're playing hard in the playground, and I'm dying of thirst. And you run over to the fountain, and the water barely coming out. Anybody ever remember that? I don't know why they wouldn't fix that, but it seemed like every school I was in, they had problems with the water fountain. How many didn't care? You see all the kids sucking on that thing. They put their mouth on it and drink water. How many say amen to that? That's nasty. But I'm thirsty. Are you thirsty for the Lord? Are you thirsty enough to do extraordinary things just to get the water of life? Or are you? Whew. The law of the wise is a fountain of life. The word of God is declaring that this law that we walk in, see, folks, we're not walking in the law of sin and death anymore. We are walking in the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus because of the Spirit that dwells in you. He can't die. And I know some of you don't. Well, I'm going to just go ahead and say it. Look at the last part. It says, the law of the wise is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. Can you say amen? How many of you want to depart from the snares of death? What is the snares of death? Pastor John, what are the snares of death?
Sin.
That's exactly right. See, the waters of this fountain are to bring life to you so you can depart from the snares of death. People have asked me, why do you believe that you don't have to die? Because it's all over the Word, folks. Because the Holy Spirit is bringing it to the church. You see, we are receiving a kingdom. Therefore, are we receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken? Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
And it's got one that runs this kingdom. He cannot be changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. This kingdom, people don't die in this kingdom. Can you say amen to that?
Yes.
The wages of sin is death. The word's pretty clear, but sometimes we just resist and resist and resist. But nevertheless, the Holy Spirit says, I'm going to bring these things out. Look at the next script. Look at another. I think I've got another Proverbs one for you. 14:27. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Come on. Hey, right before you go to do what you shouldn't do, say, just ask yourself, God, can I do this? Is that all right?
Right.
I used to tell the girls in my youth group, this was back when we had telephones that you could pay. Do you guys remember that? Payphone, thank you. Payphone. We used to tell the girls in the youth group, look, your boyfriend wants you to be alone with him in his car? I'm going to give you a quarter, and you give it to him. Tell him to call me and ask me if it's okay. Is that all right?
Yes.
How many of you know, God, you can't get away from God?
Yes.
Is that right? If there's anything I want to teach my young guys, but I want to teach my grandchildren and their grandchildren, their grandchildren after them. See, I'm not planning to pull out of this planet. I'm planning to minister and minister and minister to all my grandchildren. As long as the Lord will leave me here, I'm going to minister to them. And I'm going to tell them, God is invisible, mija. God is invisible, mijo. You cannot do anything in secret. Can you say amen to that? Come on, man. Shake their world. Amen?
Yes.
Because the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life. Woo-hoo.
Hallelujah.
To depart from the snares
of death.
Of what?
Death.
Can I tell you that death is an enemy of God?
Yes.
The scriptures declare it. Why should I use God's enemy to get to heaven? Whoa, that's another question, isn't it? You know, you go, oh boy, this guy's crazy. Yeah, I am. I'm crazy to listen to what the Holy Spirit tells me when I'm in my prayer closet. I am crazy enough to say what he tells me to say. He just says, Henry, and I say this to Pastor John Stella, I have made you a steward of the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Make sure that you speak those mysteries. The Jeremiah 21, verses 11 through 13. Folks, check this out. Jeremiah 23, 11 through 14. You ever heard of this? Has a nation changed their gods, which are not gods? How many of you have heard of Buddhists changing? we're going to go with another one instead. Has a nation changed their gods, which are not gods, but my people have changed their glory for that which does not profit. Do you hear that? Doesn't profit. Be astonished, O ye heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be ye very desolate, saith the Lord. For my people, who's he talking about? Is he talking about the world? Uh-uh. No. He's talking about his people. Oh, listen up. You can't hide. My people have committed two evils. Number one, they've forsaken me, the fountain of living waters. And they've hewed themselves out cisterns, which can hold no water. Can I tell you, the world is a cistern that has no water. It's all dried up. They're going to tell you they got water. They're going to charge you for their water.
Yeah.
But it's not going to work. They are cisterns that don't hold water. Folks, you better not be trusting in the world system, because God is admonishing us here. They've done this to me. They've forsaken me. Oh, they won't hear me, but they'll hear everybody else. They'll hear whatever the crowd is doing. They'll hear that, but they won't hear me, is what God says. Oh, they'll go to seminaries and all these other things, but they won't hear me, is what he says. Oh, you better hear him before you go anywhere else.
Amen.
I feel like I'm beating up the sheep. But folks, I gotta tell you something. God is desiring your presence in his presence. Period. Not so people can look at you, not so a crowd can be made. So that God wants you and him. Your heart to his heart, and his heart back to your heart. Is that okay? Well, it should be okay. Because he is a fountain that wants to pour into you things that you've never heard before, things you've never seen. They've hewed them out cisterns and broken cisterns which can hold no water. Was there another one after that, Terry? No. I like this thing, Steve. It's nice. Threshing instrument. Psalm 36, verses 7 through 9. Look at this. 11:43. I don't have much time. How excellent is your loving kindness, God. How many know, say amen to that? Aren't you glad God loves you? Aren't you glad that he knows where you're at? He knows how much you love him. He knows. How excellent is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. They trust, they shall be abundantly satisfied. How many of you want to be abundantly satisfied with God? See, I want to get more of God. Who was that said? Brian again. I want more of the Holy Ghost. Yeah, absolutely. You're going to be abundantly satisfied, bro. Yes. Just that statement. I want more. God heard it. And God said, oh, I'm going to give him more. You watch. Woo, come see me when you get more, Brian. I want to, yeah. You'll be satisfied with the fatness of your house. And thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life. In your light shall we see light. How many of you know that when you get into the presence of God and you sense his presence, there is a light that begins to reveal things to you. Can you say amen? In his light, in his presence, he's going to show you things. He's going to show you sometimes. I've been in his presence, and he's showed me just how foolish I have been in certain areas. Is that okay? I said, oh, God, let me not walk there again. 3 days later, I'm walking there again. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Come on. Sometimes, and it takes the Word. It takes the Holy Spirit, the washing of the water of the Word of God to remove some of those things. Amen? Yeah. Folks, we are called into this world to be a righteous kingdom. Can you say amen to that? Mm. Hallelujah. Next verse that I read out. For with thee is the fountain of life, and with light we shall see light. That's it. Praise God. Hallelujah. John 4:14. This is in the New King James. Is it okay for me to switch from the King James to the New King James, John?
Yes.
I can do that. Okay. It says, but whosoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst, but the water that I will give him will become a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. Can you say amen? You see, there is a fountain. There is a fountain, and this fountain flows nothing but sweet water. Can you say amen? That's the fountain God wants to bring you to and allow you to drink and drink and drink and drink. Look at your neighbor. Say, and drink and drink and drink. He wants you to drink of this fountain. Hallelujah. It's called the fountain of life. Revelation chapter 7, verse 17 says it. It says this, for the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them into living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Is this the one you were talking about? The Lamb which is in the midst of the throne. How many of you know that Ezekiel saw waters flowing out of the throne? Is that okay? These waters, they're waters of joy. Going to wipe away tears from our eyes. Revelation 21 verse 6 says this. Hallelujah. And he said to me, it's done. How many say amen?
Amen.
How many want it to be done?
Yes.
My desire to see every knee bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. That's my desire. My desire is to see the glory of the Lord cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. How many say amen to that? I'm going to see it. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You're going to see it. He says, it's done. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give to him that is thirsty of the fountain of the water of life. How? How much you got paid?
Free.
What is it? How free is it? It's very free. See, God never teases his children. He never teases us. He never tells us untruths. Every word that's in that book that you've got, everything that's there, you take that before the Lord and let him open those things to you. Can you say amen to that? John the Apostle said, I heard an angel saying, who's going to release the seals? Who will release the seals of the book? And John said, I didn't see anybody. There was nobody there. And I began to weep, is what he says. And then he says, and then an angel told me, he said, bro, come here, bro. Quick, you're crying, you big crybaby. He said, look. And John says, I behold a lamb as it had been slain from the foundation of the earth. You see, Jesus, and he is the one that will open the book. Can I tell you? You got to go to him. It's got to be a one-on-one thing, a personal thing, so that he can give you, he can, out of his fountain will flow into your fountain these words of life. And when that happens, Katie, bar the door. Amen? Revival, folks. How many of you know when God gives you a word, it's like, woo, come on. It's like something, man, I haven't seen this before. And all of a sudden, you're just on fire. And you're trying to tell everybody, and they're looking at you like, man, I don't know, you're crazy, whatever. But guess what? God is saying to you, it's okay. I am going to refresh you, my friend. I'm going to show you these things so that you will have what it needs and what it takes to speak into those ones that are out there that need to hear. Can you say amen to that? We're in a kingdom, folks. It's not about denominations. It's not about the separation of denominations. It is a kingdom. And you do only, folks, what God tells you to do. Don't try to do anything else, because you're going to find that your trying generally doesn't work.
Amen.
It's when he tells you and you go. Is that okay?
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. Father, I thank you for what you gave concerning, Father God, the threshing floor. Unexpected treasure, Father. Thank you for that. Father, I pray that each and every person in the sound of my voice would be a fountain of living water to those around them. I thank you and I praise you in Jesus' name. If you agree, say amen. Hey, hold on just a little bit. We're going to get some people baptized. Brother Steve's going to come up and sing you a song, and then hopefully, you know, John and I will be back. We might just go have lunch. Praise God. All right, praise God. Hang around.
I've been listening to some teaching this week that talks about the fact that God is going to present himself a bride that is spotless. Does anybody here have the ability to make yourself spotless? Nuh-uh. This song talks about that too. It says, you know, sometimes I struggle, but then I know I don't have to worry because you're in control. Nothing that happens that you don't see. In all of my anxiousness, you're watching over me. It's when I trust you, Lord. That's when I become alive. That's when I become alive. When I put my heart in your hand. Thoughts towards me. That's when I become alive. The Spirit speaks so loudly and says I will survive, and I will soar like the eagles above this earthly roar, because I talk to Jesus and he's opened up the door to life abundant, bearing fruit like a mustard seed takes root in my life. It's so
to rededicate, yeah. And hey, it's warming up, right?
Now it is.
Now it is. It's a little shocker. Ask him, Aaron. Do you know Jesus?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. You want to say anything about Jesus?
Ah, he is Lord my life, His reason I live.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. You realize, Aaron, that when we take you underwater,
yes,
it's like you dying, and when you come up. Stella says that the first breath you take is a breath of renew,
yes,
of newness. Okay.
Amen.
All right. So that's what's going to happen.
All right.
All right, brother.
Are you ready?
Yeah,
get
ready. Yeah, fasten your seatbelt right here. Grab a hold of your nose.
Okay.
Grab a hold of your elbow.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Grab your elbow. That's how we move.
One thing that I would like to say as we continue to baptize, if anybody has a word that God's given you for the specific person, if you have a prayer, please step up here and do whoever the Lord leads you to pray for or speak a word to, please come forward, okay? So Aaron, we just bless you, and Lord, we know that Aaron loves you. And he's got some good stuff for you.
Oh yeah, I believe.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Great job. Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you. And I will say, hey, I know it's cold, but relax. Aaron's like a 2x4. Just relax. We've got you. Okay?
Okay, Renee, what? Why today? Why did you come to the waters?
I have been so, so blessed this last year. I just, you can't even imagine how blessed I've been. And coming to this church and all these people here, I just love y'all so, so much. And I encourage people when I see them. Yes. And I just want to rededicate my life today.
I just want to say to Renee that the Lord has been just, like Pastor Henry said earlier, you can't get away from him. So he's been watching everything you do, and he's just so pleased with where you are today. And he's got wonderful things for your tomorrows. So whenever we put you under the water, just know that when you come back up, it's like a whole new day, a whole new beginning. Just be ready for what he's got for you.
I'm going to baptize you, Renee, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Just like Zorro.
Zorro.
Great God. Good job, Renee. Good job. Don't let it go down. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Naomi. Here comes Naomi. I know. Hey, don't change your mind now.
What's wrong with these people here? Huh? Oh, it's nice now.
Yeah, for us.
Naomi, tell me about Jesus.
About Jesus? He has given me so many miracles this year.
Come on, there you go.
I just want to reconfirm my faith.
He's confirmed your faith.
Is he good?
No, reconfirm my faith.
Reconfirm your faith. Is he good?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Amen.
Better than you ever expected?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Come on. Do you love him?
Very much.
Hallelujah. Is it getting warmer in here?
Just a bit.
Everyone that comes in is warming up a little more. And a little more. So you guys got to know that. Yeah. Naomi, we love you. You've been such a blessing to our church. You have a smile every time you're here. We know that God not only has great things for you, but for your family, your children, and their children, and their children, and their children, as long as they shall live. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Amen. Promises of God are real. Amen. Hallelujah.
So grab me. And of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Anybody got a word for Naomi?
Yeah. I heard that you're going to be a shining light in the darkness of the world. Just as the word says that you're the salt of the earth, you're also going to be shining his light upon the darkness of the world.
And we trust that Pastor Henry says, oh, it's going to be warm. Kathy, we'll let you speak a little bit and see, why are you here in this cold tub?
I am here to just glorify God, because I've got to tell you that God raised me. God raised me, and he gave me so many miracles, miracle upon miracle upon miracle. And I was in the Episcopal Church, which has baptism as an infant and confirmation as a middle schooler. And you know how well that would have gone. And so by 14, I was at a place that I was able to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And so that was definitely the year that I knew it was God who raised me. And God brought me to my last forever foster home, which is Nomi. And I married her son 37 years ago, almost 38 years ago. And God brought us out here to be with all of you, and brought my entire family to be with us. And my daughter, who was out here working with Rosie at WAFED, just showed up today. She didn't even know I was getting baptized. And my grandson is right here in this. So tell me, God knows. God knows. He directs our steps when we don't even know. When we don't even know. And so the glory be to God. The glory be to God. And thank you so much that I can just be here and just serve him any which way I can. And thank you so much for the Holy Spirit and creating me a clean heart. And glory to you, God. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Kathy, as we baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, just know that, as Pastor said earlier, that when you come out of that water, that first breath you take is just an empowerment of what the Holy Spirit is going to be doing in you and through you. I know you've been a Christian for a long time, but you haven't seen, or your eyes have not seen, what he's about to do with you. And so just take this time as a just a new declaration of what you have whenever you allow him to use you. There's a lot already inside of you, just ready to be let out. So let this time be that day.
I know that that Kathy's class is just excited to see her, just as excited as she was. They were telling me she is so excited. I will tell you, folks, be it unto you according to your faith, as you believe. Some of you will come up out of this water. Kathy, I believe that your prayer language is going to get stronger and stronger just as the days go by. You're going to be flowing in rivers of life, not just to the ankles, not just to the knees, not just to your waist, but waters to swim in, waters of life, according to your faith. Amen.
Kathy, as you were in there, the word came that you're going to be endued with power from on high. And he's going to bless you in the ministry that you're doing for him.
Amen.
Your heart.
Amen.
Plus to that, as you speak, listen to what you speak, because you're not going to be speaking. He's going to be speaking through you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Amen. Let's go, Lily. I love you. Hallelujah.
You want to
say? Oh, I just got my hands.
Say well, something.
I just have to say that my Theo has been such a strong presence in my life and really showed me the Holy Spirit and who Jesus and God was. And for that, I'll always be thankful for everything it's done and changed in my life. So I'm happy to be here, and it's been long overdue.
Come on. Folks, I'm going to share you something. This young lady has been through some stuff that a lot of us wouldn't want to be through. And God has pulled on her and pulled on her, and she has emerged a wonderful light to His glory for what He's doing in her life. She is touching people. She's speaking the things that God has given her. Folks, it's about the kingdom and about what He's doing. And Lily, I'm so proud of you. You've been so on fire. How many of you know when somebody's on fire, it's easy to speak into their lives, because everything you say seems like it's a, oh my God, they're so smart. But it's not me, it's the Holy Ghost. Can you say amen to that? Ooh, hallelujah. Your fresh, Stella says, your first breath when you come out, brand new. All things are washed away. All the hurts, all the pains are washed. And you're brand new, and God is going to begin to bring more things to you than you've ever imagined. Amen. Hallelujah.
The joy of the Lord is going to be your strength, and you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So don't look small, look big, because He has big things for you.
Here for warm water, and this is like Minnesota. I wasn't planning on getting baptized today, and Henry said, why don't you get baptized? And I thought, no, I really need more of the Holy Spirit. And I'll just tell you what's rattling around in my mind. I was looking at Genesis 1:26, Elohim. Cool. We're making man in our image. Then I was thinking of Isaiah 9:6, where it says, Wonderful Counselor, this is Jesus, Mighty God, Mighty Father, Prince of Peace, the Godhood of Jesus. You all know John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He created everything. Hebrews chapter 1 says, the Father says, you are the I Am, the same person who Godhead that spoke to Moses. And then I was looking at Revelation 4:11, and it said they worshiped at the throne. You're the creator. You created all things. And I think I'm just realizing what the Godhead of Jesus is. Instead of seeing him as kind of man, part God, he was totally God. Yes. And so this is more like just dying to myself. Amen. With him as God.
Amen.
So that's it. Thank you. Thank you guys too.
Now, Brian, as you were going through all those scriptures, the one also that came to my mind as you were saying, we talked about the breath, and it was Genesis where it says that God created man, and he was just a bundle of flesh, right? Until that moment that he breathed, that breath that gave man life. And so I feel that for you this day. I feel that for you this day, Brian. That breath of life when you come from here, even though you got it all good, and there's a lot of information and stuff in you, but right this moment, you're going to see that breath of life that's going to, I don't even know how to describe what you're going to see.
Thank you. Go ahead.
So, Brian, as we baptize you, just know that your days are going to change. So we're going to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And whoa. What was that word? Whoa.
Hello.
The scripture that comes to me is the one that says, the Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, these are all the people that were scheduled.
Come on, girl.
Who's next? Who's next? You. Who could this be? Do you know this little girl? All right, mija.
I know.
What are you talking about?
Okay. You're a surprise, so you get to tell us what this is all about.
I feel like God is just telling me that I am just, I know that he's moving in my life, that I just know that God is telling me that it's time to get rebaptized. So on, I'm here because God's telling me to. So.
Lonnie, you are such a blessing. You know. And it's an honor to dunk you. So, Lord, I just bless what God has for you. I mean, I have no idea, but I sure know it's good stuff for you.
Yeah, I thought I'd let you go.
I know, as a pastor, I try not to put a lot of emphasis on my kids. Can you hear me say, you know what I mean? Yeah, can people go, oh, yeah, oh, here he goes, talking about their kids again and everything. But no, but I'm so proud of this young lady. She is an answer to prayer. She is, or Joel says, your children shall prophesy. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. She is a fulfillment of those things. And God has always been faithful to bring out his promises in our family. And I'm so proud of you. We have little talks. And I know. You see, I try to tell folks, you know what? Children aren't tomorrow's church. The body of Christ is the church today. Today is the day. And she is today as powerful of a minister, if not more, than what I am. It's who she is. It's what God has done. Same with all of you. You're more powerful than you even realize because of the Spirit of God that dwells in you. So proud of you, Miha. You're going to do good. Praise God. Here you go, Johnny.
Before you go down, no. Before you go down and you come back up with the breath of God, knowing that God has healing planned for you. So you are set free, and God says you're free indeed.
Yeah. Okay. So Lonnie, all those things that go through your mind, all those things that you pray about, let this be that moment that all your prayers get answered, all your questions get answered, and the strength that you need for your body to just be revived and strong, let this be that day. And I speak that to your body in the name of Jesus, that whatever junk, whatever it is that's within your body has no place within you. I bless you with healing in the name of Jesus.
I'm not sure what verse it is, but it has to do with, and a little child shall lead them. Does anybody know how that one goes? That's what I've got. A little child shall lead them. And he's got big plans. He can do great things through you. Great things. Healing. Prophesying. A little child shall lead them. Anybody know that a child shall lead?
I don't know the scripture, but I'm receiving a word. Got it.
Okay, so what I'm receiving is that God is going to bless you so tremendously. You are going to do mighty works at Wrightston Ridge. And that fire that God has within you, he is going to burn so strongly now. And
children going to be coming to you, and they're going to ask you, what is it that you have? And you're going to share who you have. You're going to share that you have Jesus. And they're going to hunger and thirst for that same thing that's within you. And you, that's how God's going to use you. And the fire is not going to stop there. It's going to go throughout the district. I declare and decree it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Anybody else?
You know, sometimes whenever we do this, we go through these baptism times, we never know how many people will finally make up their mind at the last minute. So there'll be another time that we baptize, but this is already, we already warmed it up if anybody else wants to come in.
There's when Jesus, like I mentioned it earlier, but he keeps giving that to me, keeps speaking it to my heart again. And when Jesus went to John the Baptist told him, I should be baptized by you. And Jesus told him something that's very important. It says, let it be so now, for this is the way we fulfill righteousness. And when him going underwater and coming back out, was he knew exactly what was going to happen. He hadn't even told any disciples, anybody, about the death and resurrection. And here he was speaking it to John the Baptist. He said, this is the walk of righteousness. Folks, it's not about you. It's about you dying to yourself and allowing him to flood you with his spirit. It's just a beautiful thing, okay? So we're going to let you go. I'm going to pray for you. And John and I are going to go change our clothes. Are you going to change?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah? So let's pray. How many of you have seen good things today? You've seen good things today. So, Father, we thank you for today, Lord. We thank you. This is a day that you made for us, Lord. We have begun rejoicing, and we're going to rejoice all day long. Lord, we're going to spend time in your presence. Lord, we're going to go after you, Father God, with a hunger that has been like we've never had before because of your spirit and what he's doing in our lives, Father. We thank you for it and we praise you for it, God, in Jesus' name. Thank you for coming this morning. Say amen if you believe it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing and hearing through the word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.